Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What happens when you live a miracle-filled life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. Each week on Breakthrough Miracle Radio, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and move from stuck to unstoppable. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversities into adventures. Saskia's life is living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa to traveling to over 55 countries, helping people around the world tap into the power of their soul. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to birth your biggest dreams. Here is your host, Saskia Roel.
Hello, everyone. I'm your host, Saskia Roel from BreakthroughMiracles.com. And today, we're live on Transformation Talk Radio, and we have an amazing guest. And I think the topic is just perfect, what we're going to talk about. We have Sue Elliott, who's going to talk about heartfelt holidays, but also about the law of attraction. And I think it's going to be a really, really fun conversation and very helpful for all of you who want to move through the holidays very, I would say, with ease and grace. And stay tuned, because we're live each Wednesday on Transformation Talk Radio at 9 Eastern Time and at 6 Pacific Time. Let me tell you a little bit about Sue Elliott. Sue Elliott, she's our guest today, and she's the founder and editor-in-chief of the Law of Attraction magazine. She's also the creator of Heartfelt Holidays. Sue has created all kinds of magazines over the years, including Chef Recipe Food magazines, Hot Rod magazines. In 2011, she was able to combine her years of experience as a magazine editor with her 20-plus years of study, practice, and teaching of personal growth and transformational materials. And she launched Law of Attraction magazines. I can tell you, I was just chatting with Sue before we got on, that this magazine, the Law of Attraction magazine, I have it right here in my hands, is the first magazine in my whole life I've ever read that you read from cover to cover, literally every piece that was written here. I was completely immersed in it. We're going to bring Sue on. I just want to say that Sue also has executive coaching for individuals, groups, in person and by phone. She teaches workshops, teleclasses, and audio programs. Sue, welcome.
Hello. Thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, it's such a pleasure, and I'm really looking forward to our conversation. Sue, I usually ask all my guests about this. I believe we all have a soul's path and we all have a soul's calling. And at some point in our lives, we open that door. And very often there is like a crucial point. There's like this fork in the road that happens. And has that been in your life?
It has. For me, it was a little bit of a stop and start journey. I started down the spiritual path in the early 90s. And then I decided I would go back to the real world and marry a very lovely man who was not into this stuff at all, and I kind of closed the door on it for a while. And then I've always been a magazine editor, but I also owned a PR agency for a little while, and I was having trouble getting enough clients to keep all of my employees, you know, busy and to cover payroll easily. And I realized that, you know, the problem was not the economy, the problem was not what was going on outside of me, the problem was what was going on inside of me. So it sent me back down the personal growth path, and that really took me past the point of no return. You know, there was. I remember the moment it happened. Actually, I kind of had this little, it was a vision. It was not, you know, some people have these amazing experiences of oneness. I didn't have like the top of a mountain experience. I'm riding on a train, but I did have this lovely experience of how we're all connected and how we can't always see the big picture. So what I saw was me walking down the street and seeing a gum wrapper on the ground and feeling inspired to pick it up and throw it in the trash. So I pick it up and throw it in the trash. And then I'm shown this vision of the same street, and I feel the same inspiration to pick up the gum wrapper, but instead of picking it up and throwing it in the trash, I just keep walking. And then I see that a guy comes by a little while later, bends down to pick up the gum wrapper to throw it in the trash, throws out his back, winds up losing his job, and then he winds up losing his family and his house, and he winds up living on the street. And I was really moved by what I saw and realized that I may never see the bigger picture, but it's time to trust my intuition and follow my inner guidance. And so that was the big moment for me.
Wow, what a story. So it's so true. And some people who know me on the show and some people who don't is that I'm such an advocate on, you know, following that path of your soul, and not only following it, but acting on it, because that makes all the difference. And as I shared with you a little bit before the show, how I pretty much have always lived my life like that. And there have been such crucial moments where there were choices to make. And one of the choices was when I met my husband. I was married to a guy, and then I met this guy in Indonesia. I'm Dutch, and this guy was also Dutch, on a hockey tournament. And I shook hands, and immediately I heard my soul saying, "This is the guy." And basically, I had to listen and follow that advice, and I left everything behind. And long story short, in the end, I married this guy, and I have 5 children with him. And I've done it a couple of times in my life, that I've completely reinvented my life, and because I listened to that inner voice, like following it. And one of the choices was that we came to America without money, without jobs, without nothing, because I listened. And we came from Holland, flew over, unpacked our suitcases here and started anew, which was quite a challenge. But I so believe we all have that path, and we have to listen to that inner voice. And anyone who's listening, I'm like, you know, your life can change in an instant when you make a decision and you choose to listen.
Yeah.
And I know if I read about, you know, all of what you're doing in the magazine, Sue, you have such a passion to help people, right?
Yes, I do.
And the magazine is one of them. But in this, let's talk a little bit about the Heartfelt Holidays. What made you create this product?
Well, it's a set of 8 audios that are very brief. The longest one is 12 minutes. So I knew that people were really busy at this time of year, and I wanted to make them short enough that people could listen during a coffee break or, you know, while they're getting ready in the morning. But what really prompted it was what I was seeing with my friends and with clients was that people were particularly challenged this year. For whatever reason, they were really challenged by the prospect of seeing family members they have a hard time with, or really missing and grieving again for family members who had left their physical bodies, or really worried about getting into debt again this year over buying gifts for people. And it seemed like everything was getting stirred up this year, even more than it had in the past. And so the messages for these audios just, you know, arrived. They really felt like divine downloads. I would sit down at my computer and think, well, what can I help people with about, you know, parties and food? And it would just flow through me. And I knew it wasn't all out of my head, because I'd read back through the scripts later before I recorded them, and I would learn things. I would think, oh, I never realized those things were related. You know, so I did one about parties and food, one about crowds and shopping, and there's one about family, another one about giving, another one about receiving, because for many of us, that's a really big challenge. And there's another one about recreating our own holidays and choosing how we would like to feel this year. And then there's one that I call Break Glass in Case of Emergency. That's an energy expansion process that's about 5 minutes long, so people can listen to that one and really shift the way they feel before anything challenging, like going to your in-laws' house for dinner or going into the mall at the last minute to buy gifts or whatever is coming up.
Well, I would love to hear some about that. So I'm sure everybody is like ready to hear that and ready to rock and roll it for all the holidays, right?
Because yes. And I should let people know that it's actually my gift to you. So there is no charge. There's a place on the download page if you would like to make a love offering in exchange, but that is absolutely not necessary, and it's on the download page. You're already there. You can get everything as my gift.
So how can people find you?
Ah, excellent question. My website is lovingmyself.com. And if you want to go directly to Heartfelt Holidays, it's lovingmyself.com/holidays.
Great. And people can find your gift there, and they can right now in this season download it for free, correct?
They can. They can. Mm-hmm. And my blog also has dozens of articles on it, and they can read a lot about ways to shift how they perceive the world and themselves.
Well, that's so great, Sue. So we're going to talk about all of that after the break, and we're going to be right back.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness helped me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
If you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, if you want a book that will change your life, then you won't want to miss getting Sandy Brewer's compelling memoir, Pursuit of a Light. Get it now on our holiday gift sale for only $9.97. Plus, receive Sandy's special gift to you of her amazing audio series, 6 Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing. Go to sandybrewer.com, click the book tab to place your order, and at checkout, use the coupon code HOLIDAY. Get the sale package valued at over $40 for only $9.97 today at sandybrewer.com.
Hi, everyone. We're back on Breakthrough Miracle Radio. I'm Saskia Roel, and we have a special guest, Sue Elliott, who's going to talk with you about the heartfelt holidays, how you can move through that. And she has all kinds of tips. She also has a great gift. And we're also going to talk about the law of attraction, because Sue is the creator of this beautiful magazine, The Law of Attraction. I absolutely love this. But before we go there, This is the season of gifts. I also have a gift for you. If you are in the process of you want to create that book, or you want to move to another country, or you want to accomplish that one dream, or you want to have a baby, or whatever it is, and you want to move from that place where you maybe feel stuck and you want to get to that unstoppable place, one of the key things I believe is that you have to learn to listen to your soul and act on that. I have a gift. And it's actually 7 gifts. And you can sign up for that gift on breakthroughmiracles.com. That is breakthroughmiracles.com. You also then get every Monday morning a soul card reading. And people love that. I tune in and I draw 2 cards. So that's breakthroughmiracles.com. Shifting gears now, Sue, you also have a gift, and I think in this time of the year it's such a fantastic gift. How can people connect with you, and how can they claim their gift?
My website is lovingmyself.com, and the gift is 8 brief audios that are called Heartfelt Holidays that will help people shift their experience of the holidays this year, whether you're feeling stressed or sad or anxious or upset and frustrated. It'll help you choose the tone that you would like to set, whether you'd like to feel more peace and ease and joy. And they can access that as my gift from lovingmyself.com/holidays.
Thank you, Sue. So why is loving ourselves so important?
Oh, well, so many of us put other people first, or we try to be what other people want us to be or what we think they want us to be. And from that place, we lose ourselves, and we give and give and give until we're really depleted. And we get into a place of feeling, resentful and disappointed that other people aren't giving back to us. And I love to advise people to please, fill yourself up first. It's like you can't pour from an empty pitcher. You have to fill yourself, and then when you're giving to other people, you're not depleted, and you're giving from a more joyful, loving, self-loving place, and other people can feel the difference in that too. We can feel when somebody's giving out of responsibility or duty or wanting something in return, and when they're giving from a place of genuine appreciation and wanting to contribute. So mm-hmm. I would love for us all to be that contribution to ourselves first.
Yeah. What would be the biggest gift so we could give ourselves?
Oh, the biggest gift that we could give ourselves is to recognize that we can't change anything outside of us. We can't change our spouse or significant other. We can't change our children. We can't change our parents. We can't change our boss or our coworkers. The only thing that we can change is the way that we react or respond to them. And when we stop trying to change everything outside of ourselves and instead work on changing the way we react to the world around us, that's when we take back our power, and that's when we see magic and miracles happen in our lives.
I like that. See magic and miracles happen. Have you seen many magic and miracles in your life?
Oh, yes. Yes, I think it was Einstein who said you can view the world as not having any miracles, or you can view everything as a miracle. And I have miracles happen all the time where, just amazing synchronicities, people showing up in perfect timing, myself getting everywhere in perfect timing, even the little things like, manifesting perfect parking spaces. A lot of us start out with the perfect parking spaces, and that's always so fun and so tangible and great evidence that we're in a good space and the universe is conspiring on our behalf.
I like that. And how do we get to that place when we're in the zone of synchronicity?
Well, a lot of it is very simply about setting our intention. Universe, I would love for you to show me that you're conspiring on my behalf. I appreciate you, and thank you for your visible proof that everything is working in my favor. How many ways will you find to surprise and delight me today? And I love to start my day with that. Angels, how many ways will you surprise and delight me today? Thanks so much. And just getting into
that place. Again. So how many ways?
Will you surprise and delight me today?
I like that.
Doesn't that feel yummy?
I like that. How many paths you can say that to the universe? It's true. And we always love to hear miracle stories. And there's so many. I mean, if I look back on my own journey, I mean, it's been so amazing when you can, well, like Steve Jobs said, you know, often you can connect the dots later. But then you can look back and absolutely see the amazing things that have happened. As I said to you, I was going to interview you, and then a friend of mine comes over to my house, and she brings this magazine, and I've never seen the magazine, but then I open it up and I'm like, I recognize that lady, Sue Elliott. I'm going to interview her. And she's like, you what? I said, yeah, speak with her. So it's, you know, even little things, right?
Yes. Well, that's wonderful. I love it. And, you know, creating Law of Attraction magazine was a miracle.
Tell me.
Well, I had been doing magazines my whole career, and my specialty became creating new magazines, launching brand new magazines. And I had done car magazines for 20-some years with various publishing companies around the country. And like so many industries, the magazine publishing industry had, you know, what they call roll-ups, where a larger company came in and bought a bunch of small companies, and then a larger company came in and bought those companies. And so now all of the car magazine publishing companies I used to work with are under one company called Source Interlink Media, which does Motor Trend and Automobile and Hot Rod and Truckin' and, you know, tons of titles. And they were starting to launch new magazines on the newsstand, not subscription magazines, but special issues that they would sell on the newsstand. And they wanted to try some food magazines. And I had moved up to the Napa Valley and started writing about food and wine as I got sort of tired of doing the car stuff. I was following my passion and my inspiration. I was like, oh, it's time to move to the Napa Valley and immerse myself in food and wine. And so I knew these people at the publishing company. I knew the way they worked, and they wanted to do food magazines. And so it's so funny. You know, I was actually afraid to send a pitch to write an article to Food and Wine magazine, which was my favorite. I was afraid to pitch stuff to them. I was afraid to pitch stuff to Sunset, which is a regional magazine. So instead, I just created my own magazines. And I did Chef Recipe magazines for the newsstand, which were really beautiful. It was so much fun to do them. And while we were doing that, the head of business development had asked me for other ideas, and I had given him lots of ideas. And I had given him a copy of Louise Hay's movie, You Can Heal Your Life, thinking this is a really good introduction to the law of attraction and you know, new thought, a new way of looking at reality. And he can watch the movie and get an idea what I would love to do. And the movie sat on his desk for months and months and months, and he never watched it. And he finally gave it back to me and said, I'm just not going to watch this here. You might as well take it back. And then about a month later, he called me up and said, what's that crazy thing you want to do? And I said, Law of Attraction magazine. He said, yeah, let's try it. So, and, you know, it sold well. And so they said, okay, let's do it again. And that's how the magazine got launched.
You know what? And that's such a beautiful example, because you felt it. That's what you wanted to do, and you were not stopped by saying, "Oh, that's never going to work," or "How many people will buy that?" You stayed with it.
Oh,
and,
yes.
Right? The universe picks that up. It's a match.
Yes, and it felt like my entire life was the perfect sort of unfolding and education process to be able to launch the magazine.
It was, and very often, if something really truly calls us, what we're really good at, that's often very easy, because we've been trained in it our whole lives, and we don't think that's something that we should launch, or that is our purpose, or that is part of our work, and it is. And that's probably why I could read from cover to cover, and usually I skimp over a lot of, you know, stuff in magazines, and this time I didn't.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm glad it resonates.
I'm absolutely thrilled about it. So this magazine was a dream of yours to do?
It was. It was a dream for several years. And I would, you know, mock up covers of what would go. Originally, I wanted to do it with Abraham Hicks, because I had found them first when I returned to my spiritual path. And that looked like it wasn't unfolding, so I kind of broadened what the magazine would be about, and I played with different names. And then it was such an easy unfolding once the publishing company said, yeah, let's do it. And this company, as I said, they do Motor Trend and Automobile and Surfing and Snowboarder. So it's this very large magazine publishing company, and they were able to put out the magazine in, it's in every Barnes & Noble store in the country except for, I think, two. It's in Walmart, Walgreens, Target, Costco, you know, most of the grocery store and drug stores. So, and in Hudson newsstands at airports and train stations. It's really quite magical.
Can you believe it? And I just want to, we're going to the break, but I want to say to everybody, you know, from where you are now, sometimes you can't see, you know, where you would even get. I mean, imagine you a few years earlier knowing that your magazine would be in every store. I mean, this is such an example. Okay, we're going to be right back after the break talking about the law of attraction and heartfelt holidays with Sue Elliott.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers. Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers. Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 gifts to unlock your miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
We're back on Breakthrough Miracle Radio with Saskia Howell, and we have our special guest, Sue Elliott. Sue, how can people connect with you?
They can connect with me at lovingmyself.com.
And you have a special gift?
I do. I have created a set of very brief, very focused audios that have powerful processes on them called Heartfelt Holidays. And it is my gift to people. You can go to lovingmyself.com/holidays and access the audios as my gift.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for mentioning that. So what about the Heartfelt Holidays? Right now, I mean, there's so many people who basically dread this, dread the holidays. What is the biggest reason for that?
We have a tendency to make ourselves crazy. You know, it seems like it's the end of your deadlines at work and the crowds and all this stuff going on outside of us. But really, everything is about the story we tell ourselves and the way, you know, the energy we carry. So we do, I mean, there are certain things that are kind of common ways we torture ourselves at this time of year. Like a lot of us have this vision of what a perfect family holiday is supposed to look like. I don't know if it came from a Norman Rockwell painting, you know, where Dad's carving the turkey at Thanksgiving at the table, or if it came from Father Knows Best or some TV show or movie that we saw. But we all have this image of what it's supposed to be like, and oftentimes we make ourselves really upset that we didn't have that experience growing up, or we try and make our real family now have that kind of experience. We try to create it, and we try to get everybody to sort of fit into this perfect vision. And it just, there is no such thing as a perfect family. And the whole perfectionism really takes us out of the moment and takes us out of the joy of what is going on. And I'm a recovering perfectionist, so I completely understand. But, you know, I found that what we would consider our flaws or imperfections are actually a big part of our beauty. They're part of what makes us unique and in a lot of ways, really lovable. You know, those Stepford wives, the mm-hmm. absolutely perfect in every way people are kind of scary.
And how would you say, Sue, like if you could give like 3 tips to move gracefully through the holidays? I mean, you do have the 8 audios, so I would highly recommend everybody to listen to that. But if you're listening to the show now and you're on your way to the mall to get your Christmas shopping done, what would you say is perfect gifts, 3 perfect ways that you can move gracefully?
Well, one of my favorite things to suggest to people is, you know, you're going to have to stand in line at this time of year, whether you're going to the mall to buy gifts or you're traveling and you're at the airport or the train station or even just, you know, going to the bank or the grocery store. Everything seems to be a little bit busier right now. So you're going to have to stand in line, and you have the option. You can do what everybody else in line is doing, which is standing there, tapping their foot, going, I have too much to do and not enough time, and this is taking forever, and don't they know that they're going to be busy, and they should have more clerks, or they should have more tellers, you know, kind of getting into that frantic and frustrated energy. Or we can actually use standing in line as a time to go within, or just kind of like a mini meditation. So actually take a few deep breaths and use this as a little rest break. You know, we're all going at top speed at this time of year. So we have to stand in line, but we don't have to get upset every time we stand in line. We can relax. We can count our blessings. We can really just do some sort of breathing practice, whatever works for you, as simply as breathing deeply into the front and back of your body and then letting it out with kind of a sigh, like, ah, will make you feel so much better. And to bring the law of attraction back around into it, when you're standing in line and you're in that frantic frenzy, tapping your foot, I can't believe it's taking so long, I have so much to do energy, and you get to the front of the line, the person who's helping you can sense how you're feeling and see it in your face. And it's one kind of experience. You know what kind of experience it is when you go up to somebody and you're like, oh, finally. Or if you're standing in line and you're having that kind of, I'm relaxing, I'm listening to the nice music, I'm checking out the decorations, I'm just having a little me time here, and you get to the front of the line, you're in such a different energy, the person who is helping you really can shift and respond to that whole, hi, happy holidays, you know, very different vibe that you're giving off. And it makes life so much more joyful.
Yeah. Thank you. And what is another tip?
Well, so many of us beat ourselves up over gaining weight at the holidays. You know, we have this belief that holiday food will make us fat and that we're going to have to diet in the new year. And so we set up this sort of artificial scarcity idea. You know, to me, everything in the world is either focusing on abundance or focusing on lack. And the whole idea of dieting is focusing on lack. We're going to be depriving ourselves. And so when we know that we're, you know, after the first of the year, we're giving up all this stuff, all of a sudden we just want to binge on it. We want to have as much as we can while we still can. And then we wind up feeling physically awful and emotionally awful. We beat ourselves up for having overeaten. We beat ourselves up for having no willpower. And it's really not about that. It has nothing to do with your willpower or lack of willpower. So if you would let go of this idea of having to deprive yourself and simply, you know, eat what gives you joy, listen to your body. Our bodies are so brilliant, and they will tell us what they would like. And if you do overeat this year, please don't beat yourself up. Please just let that be, you know, you were feeling worried or you were feeling stressed or you were at a place where you had to make painful small talk and you were giving yourself something to do, and you don't have to make yourself feel even worse afterward by beating yourself up.
And then the thing that intrigues me also is like, how do we, you know, then there's the whole thing about what do I buy this and that perfect? How do we find the perfect gift for someone?
Oh, thank you for asking. First of all, we have to let go of the idea that there is such a thing as the perfect gift. I used to do this where I would, you know, I'd go to a store and I would see something and I'd think, oh, you know, I think she would like that, but maybe there's something she would like better. So I'd go to another store and I'd see things that I would think my friend would like, and I'd think, oh, but maybe there's something she would like better. And I'd go to another store, which, of course, you know, takes a lot more time and a lot more energy. And there is no such thing as a perfect gift. What I love to recommend is that people, first of all, let go of that whole idea that they can do the perfect thing, because, you know, what's perfect for me this year is not perfect for me next year. I'm always changing and evolving, and so is everybody else. But also, if we can focus on feeling appreciation for somebody, feeling love for somebody, and giving from that space, choosing a gift from that space, giving the gift from that space, It brings so much more joy and pleasure into our lives, and it brings so much more joy and pleasure into the life of the person who's receiving the gift, as opposed to being in that frantic and frenzied and got to check this off my list and, okay, here's your gift, you know, here you go. That place of obligation and stress really is something that we can let go of. We can shift our experience.
I like that. It's true. Like the check off the list, okay, then that.
Yes, doesn't that take the joy out of life?
It does, and it's so funny because our family came from Holland, and in Holland it's very different how you celebrate Christmas. I mean, you get a book under the tree, and this at least this is 12 years ago. when we moved here. And I was, I never forget one of my first times, I stood at the bus stop with my all my five little kids, and all the moms were like completely stressed out. And I was standing there thinking, why is everybody so stressed for Christmas? I really didn't get it. And then now years later, I get it, because, you know, in the meanwhile, we've moved here in the way we are, like to real Americans with all these gifts. And I remember one of the Christmases, I was really stressed because I was just completely buying in that whole idea of all these gifts. And it really did not give me joy. So I've changed it. I'm glad.
Oh, good. I'm so glad.
Yeah, it's we get into this mode of yeah, you get sucked into that energy. And I really think that we have to step back and look, set our intention for this differently, and let go of the frantic and frustration and all of that. And I like that you've tuned into that so much. So how can people get your Heartfelt Holidays if they're just tuning in here?
Ah, they can get it from lovingmyself.com, and it is my gift to you. It's 8 very brief audios that will help you shift your experience of the holidays this year.
Well, I would definitely, if you're listening, go there. And if you're in the car now and on your way to the store, just take a very deep breath and go into that really appreciative mode, and just trust that you'll find the perfect gifts. And with that said, I think we're going to break time, and we're going to be right back.
I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend. You could cut ties with all the lies that you've been living in.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness helped me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle. Or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Saskia Rowell on Breakthrough Miracle Radio. We're back. Today we have Sue Elliott, who's talking about heartfelt holidays. Sue, why is it the term heartfelt holidays?
Well, you know, so many of us get wrapped up in our head at the holidays, which is where we generate all of that stress and analysis and criticism and fear. And when we can get out of our head and drop into our heart, you know, that was actually the biggest shift in my life, because I was always the smart kid and, you know, I always got by on figuring things out. And when I realized that when I dropped out of my head and down into my heart, then my life really, really leapt forward. And then it was like a quantum leap, because we're finding now that the heart mind, like, we actually do think from our heart. And when we link our heart and our mind in that way, we are so much more tuned in to our inner guidance, our inner knowing, and coming from this deep place of love. You know, when we're up in our head, we feel very unsafe and unsure and insecure. And when we drop into our heart, we feel, we create our own safety. We create our own security. And I, you know, I truly believe that the holidays can be a time of love and connection with family or with friends or with total strangers at the mall. You know, but it requires us to be coming from that heart space. So that's why I called the program Heartfelt Holidays.
Yeah. So, and what would you say now if you could, you know, make a plea for heartfelt holidays? What's the most important? Why is that so important for us to experience it as heartfelt?
Well,
for all of us, for everybody on the earth.
We've created this sort of holidays that really separates people. You know, we keep score when we're giving gifts, and we judge people based on what they gave us or didn't give us. And we judge ourselves based on how much we spent or whether people liked what we gave them or if we set the perfect holiday table or if our Christmas tree looks perfect. You know, we find all these reasons to judge and distance ourselves. And it creates tremendous loneliness and disappointment and tension and stress. And that's so hard on our physical bodies, our emotional bodies, our families, the people around us. And we really do have the ability to shift that. We have the ability to set our intentions moment by moment. You know, I'm going to go to the company holiday party now. I choose to feel joyful and compassionate and, you know, loving or whatever you choose to feel, kind, relaxed. And when we do that, when we set our intentions and we go within and we become more heart-centered before we give a gift to somebody, before we shop, before we bake cookies, you know, we can have such a warmer, more delicious experience of the holidays instead of that painful, challenging, stressful experience that our culture has sort of trained us to create.
Yeah, it's true. It's about making the choice, and I'm so happy that this year I've truly made that choice. And we have 5 children, and you know, there's plenty to do. But I feel a lot of joy this season because I'm not going to stress out, and it's been really a decision, Sue. It's been a decision.
That's wonderful. I'm so glad that you gave yourself that gift.
Yeah, and I know we can all do that. And we had to, we gave our house for a fundraiser to have our house on tour for Christmas. And when I did that, I wasn't really knowing what I was in for. And my friend said, "You what? You gave up your house for, you know, the big tour." So people from all over Boston, everywhere. And we have this beautiful old Victorian home. But, you know, I live here with a few kids, and I have more animals now, 3 dogs and 3 cats than kids here at home, but everybody will be home. And I really was like, oh my goodness, I get all these people coming on tour here looking downstairs. So, of course, I cleaned up and I shifted things out. And then I thought, you know what? It is what it is. It's not perfect. And I choose to really enjoy this. And I did. And I could have stressed out a lot about a lot of things in my home that people would see that weren't perfect, or cupboards that weren't like meticulous or all stuff. I thought, you know what, let it go. And I would say to anyone else, you know, this Christmas, let it be joy.
Yeah.
So what is your last thing you want to say? Because we're almost heading for the end of the show. What is the most important thing you want to give the listeners?
Oh, I would love for everybody to recognize that we're all magnificently unique. And it is our total uniqueness that makes us so magnificent. So many of us have been trying to fit in and trying to be something that we're not and trying to conform. And I hope that you will embrace your uniqueness and realize that is what makes you so very special. You are perfect. You are fabulous just the way you are. So I hope that you will go to lovingmyself.com and download Heartfelt Holidays and allow that to help you shift your experience of the holidays. And I hope that you will give yourself the gift of recognizing that you're wonderful and that you deserve to have joyful, peaceful holidays this year.
I see we still have some time. So the 8 gifts, what is the first gift of the 8 gifts?
There is a gift. There's an audio about receiving, which is such a challenge for so many of us. There's one about giving. There's one about parties and food. There's one about crowds and shopping. There's one about family, which can be such a challenge for many of us. And there's one where we actually set the tone and create our own experience of the holidays, decide what we would like that to be this year. And then there's one where we shift our energy that's perfect if you're about to do something challenging. It helps you to expand into this place of feeling such ease and relaxation and bliss.
How do we create that shift?
I don't know if we have enough time to do that here.
Yeah, but we still have 3 minutes.
Great.
Focused on, let's make sure we keep track of the
time.
We have still 3 minutes.
Well, let's do a little energy work then. Let's focus on... We all are made of energy. Everything on this planet is made of energy, the chair you're sitting in, your physical body. So we all have this energy field around our body. It's just a few inches around our body. And when we're feeling joyful, it's bigger than when we're feeling frustrated and angry and stressed. So let's just make that a little bit bigger. Let's all take a couple of really deep breaths. Breathe in deeply into the front and the back of your body. And then as you breathe out, make kind of a sighing noise like, ah. And now let's go in and breathe in again and breathe out with an ah.
Ah, that's great.
Beautiful. And now let's just gently allow our energy to expand. So let's just allow it. You don't have to be good at visualization. Just gently let it get as big as the room that you're in. And as you do that, you'll feel yourself becoming calmer and more relaxed. And the audio goes even deeper, so it allows people to get very expansive. And from that space, you know, nothing bothers you. Your family member could say that same thing that used to upset you every year, and this year you'd look at them and say, oh, you're saying that crazy thing again. Aren't you cute? I love you. You know, so we just get into this easy place, easy going.
Well, that's a whole different perspective if we can say that to our family members.
yes. Wouldn't that be a great gift to yourself this year?
Yeah. So in Holland, people have 2 days with Christmas. You have the first Christmas day, and then there is the second Christmas day. And but then also there's all these days that everything is closed. I mean, in America... Basically, the second Christmas day is the most crazy day because the stores go open, right? Like, you can change things. And how do people with that when you go back after Christmas?
Oh, well, you know, we can use what we were talking about standing in line and being sort of being the change you wish to see in the world. If you wish for things to be more peaceful, you can actually go into the mall with that peaceful energy and watch things shift around you. You know, if you're really anchored and peaceful and you've just kind of calmed yourself, centered yourself, and you go into the mall in that space, it's amazing what happens. You know, people who are not in that space, the timing is off, so you just don't connect with them. And the people who help you are so much more gracious. You get the perfect person when when you get to the front of the line and you get to the fitting room and it opens up just as you get there. And we start to experience this perfect timing. And
I like
flow.
That. So, like, the idea for everybody who's now on their way to, you know, expect the positive, like the lines are good, you know, you get this perfect space. And as I see now, we're going to wrap up the show. So, Sue, thank you so much. It's so grateful to have you here. Talk us through how we can experience the holidays. I'm sure everybody has enjoyed it so much. I wish everybody a wonderful holiday season. And we're going to talk next week. And thank you, Sue.
Oh, thank you so much for the opportunity.
Bye-bye, everyone. Talk next week.
You've been listening to Breakthrough Miracles, where you move from stuck to unstoppable. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover what happens when you live a miracle-filled life. Begin a journey to a life with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Roel. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, listen to your soul, and give birth to your biggest dreams. Visit BreakthroughMiracles.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your breakthrough miracle, or to schedule your soul coaching session with Saskia. Visit BreakthroughMiracles.com or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 gifts to unlock your miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimeLightRadio.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.